Hi, ladies and gentlemen, I'm Uncle Levi coming to you live from the world-famous comedy store. This is the Crack 'Em Up Comedy Podcast. Enjoy.
Yo, 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 what's up? It's your girl, John A. Thompson. We're at you live at the world-famous comedy stores, hitting you with the Crack 'Em Up Comedy Podcast. I'm here with my boy...
Hey, what's up, people? It's Butta back again. Yes, happy to be doing this little drop-in here with my girl, Janae.
Hey, we out here tonight.
I love you so much.
I love you.
I just want to take this opportunity to tell you that. I'm just so happy to be here with you. We have some amazing photos together.
We do.
Especially 420 when we had our whole little tie-dye
420
situation going on. Yeah.
So here we go. 420 is a national holiday for some of us. Me and my boy Butta and my amazing, the love of my life, fiance. We have an amazing photo. I think it's epic. I'm going to show it to my grandchildren.
I'm saying.
It's us. With these tie-dye.
And y'all so in love. Y'all going to have a lot of babies, huh?
We are, man. We are, man.
She's taking people. That's what it means. Dun, 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 dun.
Hey, but before I forget, we want to tell you, please catch us on iTunes, SoundCloud, share. You know, we out here.
This is some history, man. Crack 'Em Up has such a rich history of being in the belly room in the comedy store. And this is just an amazing extension of their brand that has really been doing a lot to get, you know, a lot of comics opportunities to become stars. And, you know, the legendary show now has a legendary podcast. Like, here we are.
Through here, some of the hosts are alum. We've got Justin Hires. We've got Tony Baker, DC Irvin, Leslie Jones.
Yep.
Esau McGraw, Ron G.
Well,
who else we got?
Gerard Guillory, Spanky Hayes.
I love Spanky.
Well, you guys are hearing right now the voice of Crack 'Em Up.
The queen.
Michelle is executive producer, foundress. Yes. Foundress. I just made that up. Foundress isn't a word.
Can I tell you something real quick?
Don't try to use it to impress somebody. You will look stupid.
Wait a minute. So I was just telling somebody tonight, I love the Comedy Store. This is the very first place where I did stand up. And upstairs in the belly room, it was not even Crack 'Em Up. But the history of this room is that it was a room designed for women. So I'm so glad that Michelle, the queen that she is, found her space, found her throne. And it's been rocking this shit consistently.
And now we have a chance to talk to you because, you know, you're here as the creator of the podcast, you know, along with, you know,
the show
and just your work at putting this together. How did this start? Just so people, it's curious, like, how did this begin?
It pretty much started because from my love of comedy. I was working in TV production at a BET's Comic View. I did the season with Ernest J and Bruce. I befriended many of the comedians, and they would invite me out to shows. And they were like, we need more rooms. You need to start your own show. You need to start your own nights. And I said, okay. And here we are today, you know, 14 years later. So,
hallelujah. Do you have any advice? Some tips for those who are wanting to start anything?
Yeah, well, you know, Google is... the best. you go to college and you learn what you can, but then sometimes you go in a different direction.
You've been doing this now, you know, for 14 years.
Yeah, 14 years.
When is the actual 14th year anniversary? When is
October
that?
October 12th.
Okay.
That's coming up.
Yeah. What's going on? What's happening for the anniversary?
Anniversary where my parents are coming in town.
That's what's up.
You know, we always have a good time with that.
How do you meet this man right here?
Uncle Levi.
How did y'all? I want to know y'all history. Yeah. Because
I'll let Uncle Levi, first of all,
Levi is the doorman. Anytime you can, we let people know who he is.
He is the floor manager of the room. Anytime you need anything. Yes.
I did not mean to
mistitle
you. Of course. No.
For 14 years, I've been working for Michelle at Crack 'Em Up Comedy, and like, it's been a part of something that I never had a part of.
Yeah.
And being around comedians, I'm not a comedian, I'm rolling with the comedians all the time. I'm rolling with them because of Michelle. you know, we've been knowing each other for a long time.
That's
she
what's
said,
up.
Like, I think she hired me because of my curl.
If y'all don't know Uncle Levi, he's known for his slick curls.
This shit is juicy,
his vampire
bro.
Look.
Every time I show up, you are sharp from head to. Let me right now. What he has on right now is a nice combination. It's a nice peach satin shirt. He has it unbuttoned to the third button, so you can see his little titty meat. Yeah. He has on a nice cross.
I have to get in where I fit in.
Is that a cummerbund? Is that what is that?
I didn't wear the cummerbund tonight. You know, I wore it two weeks ago. But this is just something I have to dress to impress. I feel the way he is.
The original Mr. Steal Your Girl.
The original Mr. Steal Your Girl.
This is an asset to me in order for me to be a part of, man. You guys are the greatest.
I've seen
you guys on stage doing your thing, and I'm working here for a great producer, working with DJ Sean. You know, I love it.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have a stylist or do you do this yourself?
Well, I used to have a style show. I was modeling in Germany. You know, I'm modeling shoes and pants.
Yeah.
So, wait. So, why do the comics give you so much a hard time about the music that you play?
Because
that seems to be almost like part of the show.
Because I interact. I particularly choose certain music that fits a comic's description or style.
But do they know? Because sometimes...
Most of them do. But a lot of times, it's having that next song ready. Like, when you think about what a person's character is and they go on stage, you want them to feel good, you got to choose the song. You can't just play something.
That's right. That's
and sometimes, right. I know what you're talking about. You may be a miscue when you're like, hey, Sean, where the music? That's usually because I'm choosing the song and the host is like, let me move this along. But you know, they don't know what I'm back there doing. But most of the time, that's usually what it is. It's not because I'm like, I don't want to play him no music or nothing like that. Nah, it's because host usually is like, let me get the next comic up. And I'm like, let me choose the right song. So when they go up, they feeling good and they get to jump right into their set.
Yeah. No, I mean, you make the atmosphere alive, man, rock out. And it's always a fun time. And I love your selections. You know, I remember, you know, I performed there the day after Prince had died. And you was killing it.
You was killing it that day.
That was a classic day because I remember I was so upset.
I was so depressed.
And I was like, Fetty Wap is still alive and Prince is dead. What the fuck? Like, this is bullshit. I mean,
it made no sense. It made no sense whatsoever.
Well, we appreciate the Crack 'Em Up team. We love y'all so much.
Yes.
Nichelle,
we have room for more people.
Yeah, we got some more special.
And you'll come back, right, Nichelle? I know you're running around.
I'll be back.
We are coming into the mix right now. We are moving. We have another queen
in the building.
Guest of the evening,
with this beautiful iridescent bag,
looking amazing. Can you introduce yourself to the people?
Hey,
welcome to the Crack 'Em Up Comedy Podcast.
Hey, everybody, it's casting director, producer, Natasha Ward.
Yeah!
Oh.
He's here.
You said two of the most beautiful words in Hollywood, casting and director.
That's it.
Yeah. There we go. So, Natasha, I got to say, every time I see you, the glow up is so real. Like, her purse, her clutch is glowing. Like, how your face and your bag iridescent. What's your prayer life like? How much do I need to put in tithes so I think the glow up is real?
It's the 10%, though.
10%. That's what I think. 10%. I'm a server, so I say 20% is good.
Well,
you know what I mean? If you could give 20% to the Lord.
I stick with the 10%, though.
That's okay. Stay in your lane. But you know, every now and again, you run into something and that requires just a little more, where you have to give more than that little 10%, where you're like, you know what, this was something extra. I'm going to go ahead and show a little.
I'm going to show you a little love. That's the offering plate, though.
Because that's when they bring it out
twice. That's twice.
You know, are you a preacher's kid? You just know, your mom was just really involved in the church.
My mom was Baptist and my dad was Catholic.
That's interesting.
We're
talking about spirituality. All right. So I want to know for you, do you believe that spirituality is beneficial for artists, for people in this city, a city like LA, like having some sort of spirituality is, you think, you know, I'm kind of curious.
It helps because you can get through the day, you know. It's so many no's, it's so many obstacles, it's so many times you're, you know, you have to believe in something to kind of get through.
Yeah.
It's weird, though, because there's so many different religions that I meet that come in the door and that talk about it when they come in. And just how you can relate to different characters, just how confident you are. if you paid your tithes, you feeling good, you feeling a different way. So it's the way you carry yourself as well when you do have.
So how long have you been the casting director, and like what's some of the stuff that, you know, we may have, you know, you've worked on and, you know, all that good stuff?
All that good stuff. Well, I've been casting for 13 years.
So you and Crack 'em Up, y'all the same age. Y'all need to have a combined party.
Well, this is, I was just telling upstairs, though, this is, I met Nichelle. My sister introduced me to Nichelle when I first moved out here. Mm. And this is the first comedy room I've been, I came to. Mark Curry was the host. And I remember he looked at me, he said, if I can make that girl laugh,
that's funny.
Then this he is knew. Whatever. And it was a great show from there. And then now I can't stay out of comedy clubs. But I come to find new talent a lot of the time.
That's cool.
Yeah, because they're here. They're
have raw. You, who is there anybody who was a Crack 'em Up alum who you kind of looked at and said, that person could work, or, you know, put them in some a project or anything like that?
Well, Ron Taylor, I can say I met him. Nichelle introduced me to him here.
Okay.
And just work with him.
Shout out. Yes.
Just work with him, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago? Yep. He's a series regular on the new Baron Davis web series that we're doing for Full Screen.
That's what's up. Give it up, give it up, give it up, give it up, give it up. Stars are being born at Crack 'em Up. That's what's up.
I need to say, I love and respect it. I don't think we do this enough, giving people their flowers while we're alive. The two of you, there, and there are other women, like Zainab Johnson, there are women who I just look at and I know, like, they see something and they don't, they're not afraid to share opportunity. It's not a competition. It's nothing weird. Sometimes we do run into those things. I don't have to talk about it. Because I know that everybody isn't like that. And not always, that's one of the first things people ask me. How is it as a woman in comedy? Is it harder? And it's like, well, in some senses, I feel like I have fairy godmothers, or I have sisters, or I have people who, it's a village, you know, where I don't feel that sort of weird sort of thing. So I wanted to say thank you.
But, you know, we just, you know, things are up and down, and you just have to gracefully take it.
Yeah, you do.
And you want to kill people, but you don't. You just.
And that's where the spirituality comes back in.
It's a grace. I said it's a grace because it's like
you pray a lot.
You know, and it's a certain thing where it's like, it's not to say these certain things don't exist, but like I say, whenever I see you, you're glowing. You're doing these things where you would never know that these other little politics or politricks, whatever you want to call it, are even going on behind closed doors. It's beautiful.
It comes back to like the fact that like real opportunities are being created through this platform, which is dope. You know what I mean? Like real opportunities for everybody through the relationships and the way how Crack 'em Up has expanded, you know, through the comedy community, entertainment community. You know, and it's very real. Like, you know, like here we are right here, you know, talking to a casting director and, you know, the founder and, you know, the comedians who are benefiting, like right in the room in real time. Man. You know what I mean? Yeah, so, you know, it's great that this is the podcast is actually happening as we approach the anniversary. You know what I mean? So now we got to start really thinking about what it is we're going to do. Yeah, so,
next level.
All right. October 12th.
October.
All right, boom, 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 boom. You got to come up by the end of this podcast with some little tidbit, you could come on now. You got to give us something, Nichelle, because you know you be having the pop ups lately. The pop ups have been popping up.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? The pop ups have been popping up.
They have been.
Like, you know, I went out of town for a little bit, came back next to, you know, like Chris Tucker's up in here.
Chris
what?
Tucker, Marlon Wayans, Dominique.
This is all like in the last month and a half. Leslie Jones.
Leslie.
I saw that for BET weekend. I was like.
Back twice.
So I wanted to be there.
It's the energy. Like, Crack 'em Up Thursdays. There was a time right here in this very building. Steve Renazizi, he's a paid regular here. And the way this thing works, if you can get referred by a regular here, that's the best way.
Right, right.
I was doing a set in Crack 'em Up Thursdays. He went to the restroom. And he said he could hear the energy and the response. That made him go to the talent coordinator here.
Okay.
To say, I refer this young lady.
Nice.
He said he's never referred a woman.
Oh, wow.
He's been a regular. So I'm saying you have created something that isn't creating
opportunity. Give it up for that, Joe. Give it up for that.
Don't take it lightly. And I'm like, I like to tell people what they are doing, what they've done. Like,
and we need to hear that. Because
your comedy was so funny, you made a man stop in the middle of having a pee.
He was peeing.
Oh, you're a bad chick. Because when a brother got to pee, that's it. Like 911. Like he risked getting the wet pants and the on the shoe and the.
But it was in the energy her room created.
You did that. You did that. You did that.
Well, I really appreciate you, the comedians that come to work out. You know, because with you, without you guys, I'm not funny. I'm not up there telling those jokes.
Oh no, you're funny, Nichelle. You that funny. You that funny in denial when you start to like you're like okay.
She does.
When it's time to regulate, it's like okay. Watching you regulate is hilarious. Oh, I'm just like watching you shut it down is hilarious. You want to see somebody? Wait, you want to see something funny? Nichelle shutting somebody down. Like what? Serious. Like what? What you mean? You want to go on now? What? No. What? No. Where you have to go? You ain't no. Who the hell? What?
Damn.
Do you see who's on stage right now? Leave calm your little ass leave. Down.
That's right.
So, Miss Wart, do you have any advice for comedians who are transitioning from the stage to whether it's the screen or to write whatever in your position? What are some things that you've seen? I know you got something to say.
When it comes to comedians going into the TV and the film, it's tone it down. Bring it down. You don't have to yell. The person in the back of the room doesn't need to hear you. It's right here. Contain yourself with the camera and the person that's reading with you. Just because there's an exclamation point doesn't mean you have to yell. And it's about really doing your homework, you know, because it's not just get up and go and then you can freestyle or you can kind of go there. You have to prepare. So you have to do your homework.
So just curious, for people on this podcast, do you give out like your social media? Do you know people allowed to contact you with stuff? Do you primarily look at comedians or actors or both, or you know what I mean, like you know, asking for a friend, but like you know what I mean, but basically like you know how is it to get in front of you? Like how
it's not hard to get in front of me. If you want, if you're talented, I will see you for sure, because I do go out in the street from theater to comedy to I post.
I see this lady.
Let's give us the Twitter.
Listen, I can see
that. Give us the gram.
But I post breakdowns on Facebook when I know, because Underdog or someone who doesn't have an agent or a manager, I want to be able to reach everyone and give everyone the opportunity. So I do That's post amazing. It everywhere. And so Facebook is Natasha Wart Casting, and then Instagram and Twitter is Natasha Wart Cast.
One more question for me. All right. So do you offer any workshops or courses or anything to?
Yes. So I consult, I coach. Awesome. I have a coaching session tomorrow. But I do that regularly. I even go down to head shop reviewing to demo reels awesome. And how to cut them. And, you know, I am available. So it is a matter of reaching out properly, professionally, you know.
I'm going to need to elaborate on what is not professional to reach out.
Yeah.
Can we running up on me when I'm in the bathroom.
Yeah.
What?
Give it to us. Give us your top five. Give it to us.
I don't like, well, wipe I'm your sitting ass there. With my and head somebody's shot. Like trying to show me, somebody last week was trying to show me their demo reel in the bar. And I'm like, that's not what I want to do at all. And now I don't like you.
Or at least, did they at least offer you a drink? At least.
No, he didn't.
I feel like that should be the rule, like the same, at like least. The ugly dude rule. If you're going to talk to me, then buy me a drink. Yes. If you're going to show me your whack wheel.
Well, buy me a meal. Yeah. Give me a meal then.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
We got to eat.
What kind of meal?
You know, it's like lunch.
For the listening public, what kind of meal?
Well, it's one of those where it's like, you know, can we go to lunch or can we book a certain amount of time? Just, you know, approaching properly, writing the proper email, not just, a lot of people just send a picture and then hit send. Like, what am I supposed to do with this? Yeah. And then they get mad because if I'm on that tip and I'll hit you back, like, what am I supposed to do with your picture? Mm-hmm. What else is supposed to go with this? And then I'll
people
have
need that, though.
Exchange like, back
didn't
and
you
forth.
See I put I'm funny son underneath?
But I mean, I'll even call actors after if I have their number or if it's, we've hung out. And let them know how they did, because I know a lot of times you don't get feedback in the room.
That's
your
great.
Agent doesn't call. You know, but I will. I'll do that. If I care, though, I have to care. I have to like you. I have to have some kind of vibe or something, or you have to be really talented.
Well, my agent is Jesus, and you know what? Sometimes he may not call me back, but I know. I know he got the message.
But you don't have to have an agent.
I got my own number. Jesus got
me. You don't have to have an agent or a manager to be seen by casting directors. You just have to, you know. Submit yourself. Put yourself out there.
Yep, that's
be funny. If you're standing on the stage, bring it all the way home.
Cool.
You know, the social media stuff and the YouTubes and making your own videos and all of those kind of things. We watch. We look out for it. If you sing, we're watching those videos. You play instruments, we're looking.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
So people are always watching. Y'all hear that?
Always watching.
All right, so, Natasha, what do you want to tell us some of the biggest projects that you worked on?
I started out on, when I first moved out here on Fat Albert was my first film.
Oh.
And then I rolled over into Roll Bounce was my second film.
So, you know, the homie Keith Robinson.
Yep. Keith. I remember what Keith wore to his first audition.
Shouts to Keith Robinson.
That's how deep I was into it. He wore overalls with one of the straps pulled off. Like, it goes all the way back. It goes all the way down.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And then, I mean, I have a movie coming out tomorrow in theaters. Taye Diggs and Annie Alonzo are the leads. Called Till Death Do Us Part.
Oh!
Congratulations.
Wait, then Manny, did
who's Manny?
I'm trying to think.
I'm doing that movie. That one's called Dutch, with Manny Haley as the producer.
Yeah. Keisha Cole's manager.
Yes.
Manny. Shouts to Manny.
Shout out. Yeah, working on that now.
That's what's up.
Baron Davis on a couple things. The guy who's out in the lobby, he introduced himself to me. He had just put himself on tape for me.
Andrew.
And I remember, Nick.
Oh,
Alexander.
Nick Alexander.
And I was like, oh my gosh, I remember your audition. I was like, I literally hit your manager back and was like, he's so funny. Thanks for saying. So,
awesome.
Yeah.
Small. Okay.
Yeah.
Another one at Crack 'em Up's finest, Nick Alexander.
Yes. Word up.
Well, Natasha, thank you so much for popping in.
Yes, thanks
always
for having me.
Thank you for always hitting me up. I'm always available whenever you need somebody.
Thank you.
Submit them.
Thanks to my sister over there, Lamise.
And Lamise.
Thank you for bringing her.
Thank you.
Visiting from New York.
Family time.
She's gorgeous, too. She's so beautiful. I wish that this was a video podcast so y'all could see her.
And I have to say
that. You
gotta
believe me.
I met actually Lamise and Natasha years ago. I don't want to say when. But we worked on the film Woman Thou Art Loose. We were working on that. So.
Oh, okay. Wow.
That's where y'all met.
T.D. Jakes. So that was a great experience. It was the very first film that I worked on. So
that is what is up.
Yeah.
That's what's
but
up.
Thank you so much.
Yes. Thanks for having me.
I'm definitely having you back.
Thank you for coming by.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You rock.
And, all right.
We got another special friend in the house.
Yeah.
Joe Feezy.
Hey, what's up?
Come have a seat with us, Joe Fox, with the Calvin Klein exclusive.
What up, bro? What's going on, man?
So, where are you coming from, Joe?
Home.
Coming from the valley.
Northridge?
Yeah. Sherman Oaks, Van Nuys.
Right. Shout out to Cal State Northridge. You know, that's my
alma mater. That's your
alma mater? I graduated. Took 6 years, but I did it.
Hey, at least you graduated.
That part.
Some people don't graduate.
Yeah.
At all.
What's your degree in?
Psychology.
Let's guess. Okay, so what would you guess, Joe? You say psychology. What's your guess, Butter?
Music therapy with children.
Music therapy?
You can think of all the colors of the wind.
Kinesiology.
I'm going to go with
kinesiology.
I don't know.
I look fit. Wow.
Hey.
He thinks I can muscle train.
We also have someone else with us. We got to acknowledge my brother right here.
Andre Lebeau.
Yes. The Silver Fox.
The silver
player from the Himalayas.
Did you say Lavelle?
He just performed upstairs. He did his thing.
I never told you. English.
I guess that.
That was my degree.
Y'all didn't
English.
Hear.
I had an extended study in theater.
As useless as a degree.
I know. It's not even a degree. It's a high school diploma. Let's be honest. That's what I have.
So our comedy homies, you know, in the building.
Yeah.
You know, this is like the second edition of the Crack 'Em Up podcast.
Second.
This is second show.
Nichelle was on here earlier giving props to the, can y'all share times or you know, just how has it been to you being a part of the show, and you know, like what has it helped enhance your skills? What's some of the, you know, your relationship? Like, when the first time you performed at Crack 'Em Up?
It had to have been maybe 2007, maybe 2006, 2007.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I've been here for a little while.
That's what's up.
Yep.
And you?
Tonight was my first time.
Oh, whoa. Tonight was the first time. Congratulations.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Welcome to, yeah.
What'd you think, man? How was your first time?
It was cool. I enjoyed, it was, you know, small but intimate, but energetic crowd. Once I got up there, you know, I worked it. You know,
yeah, I love, because I watched your set, and you basically, you don't hide your age, you don't hide your, very, especially for Hollywood, that's very unusual. Like, you're very out there with it, but then you talk about the fact that, you know, you go after those, what'd you call them?
Oh, the heavy duties?
What's that?
No,
what's
the other ones, the young.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the baddies.
The
I don't know.
The young baby mamas.
The young baby mamas?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I stalked the hood.
So what do y'all have going on as far as, like, you know, because I think, you know, as far as your social media stuff, how can we find you? What do you have going on? Any other shows coming up? That kind of stuff real quick, because I think we got some.
We got to wrap it up.
Yeah, we got comedians. We got a lobby full of people.
This is Joe Fox. You can find me online. Joe Feezy. Joe Feezie. Got True TV Laugh Tracks coming out, new season.
Yeah. Word.
And just road dates, improv, Arlington Improv, November the 16th through the 19th. Got a couple private gigs in October, and up until then, I'll be working these streets here in Hollywood. That's me.
Killing it.
Andre Lavelle. You can find me on Instagram, only one Andre Lavelle, Facebook, Andre Lavelle, website. Andre Lavelle.
Andre Lavelle.
You keep breaking him down, bro. Keep breaking him down, bro.
Thank you, brother.
All right.
He's not going to take you on a date.
Thank you guys so much. Thank you guys so much.
Yeah.
We're dropping by, y'all. Crack him up. Comedy podcast. We doing it.
Crack him up. Play a
player from the Himalayas.
Who's
get
next?
It. Yes. Come on. Next victim. Let's go. We're moving. All right.
Oh, man. This is good. Better. It's going great tonight. You having a good time?
We're having a ball, yo.
I'm so excited. I see the beautiful Megan. I see the hilarious Nick. I see the incredible Dame FK.
What's up, y'all?
Nice to re-meet you.
What up, people?
What's going on?
What's up? All right, so we out here. Do you need us? Another two, if you like.
Cool, appreciate it.
All right, so how y'all doing on this fine Thursday evening?
Chilling.
We're
doing
all right.
Thank you for having us.
I got to catch a little bit of you, Megan. You were crushing it tonight.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you,
Nick. Did you go up tonight? Were you here supporting?
No, I came to support. See, Jasmine,
our birthday girl. Happy birthday, Jasmine Lee. We love you.
I was supposed to see Megan too, but I came too late.
Hey, so. Megan killed it. I came in.
She killed it. You missed an amazing. Yeah, it was dope.
Oh, thank you guys. I appreciate that.
You know, I fucks with Crack 'Em Up.
We were actually just talking about you. Miss Natasha Ward came in and she was just raving on the incredibleness of Nick Alexander.
What did she say?
Just saying that you came through with a nice tape, that she had to immediately hit up your manager to give some words. So So that's good. When you got casting
happening.
Director,
well, I still gotta hear that I booked it.
It's not all in the booking. It's in the looking.
I literally just made that up, but don't listen to me because
I'm not successful. I don't have a lot of money or credit. But I have an incredible vocabulary.
But you're successful in spirit, though.
I am. Now, I'm the richest bitch you know in these streets. Literally, I could buy all of y'all a 5-course meal tonight, starting with some cornets, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Then we move over to some hot fries, okay?
Yeah.
Then we're going to move over to some little chili cheese dogs. Hello, if you hear me.
Carney's truck, we balling.
I was thinking more of a 7-Eleven, 2 for $2.
Damn.
Carney's, that was that. $14 for probably $2.
You speaking my language.
Let's see. Yeah, you get EBT because I
Damn, these girls know all the deals.
Hell yeah.
I need to get into the EBT system.
You thought you had to save it? Oh, no, yeah. We out here. We rich.
family.
We are rich. We are filled.
I fuck with
money
Black
is nothing.
So it's been amazing.
LA Black women are, in my opinion, are amazing.
Yeah, they're amazing.
I don't understand the disconnect. Like, we come from New York, so.
Yeah, it's not. It's
we
not
just, awesome. Yeah, we go out here like.
So tell me, what's up? Okay, tell me about these LA Black women. I want to hear it. Hit me with the facts.
He can tell you better.
Yeah, this guy. Obviously. What's your name again?
Oh!
Max.
Max.
I actually grew up in the Valley.
All right, Max, all right. You wanted to give us some facts.
So how do I run down on LA Black women?
Put me on.
Black
on
queen.
Some
you got to say, first, you got to call her queen.
Address as Black queen.
Can't be funnier than her.
Yeah,
oh, you're not
I
funny.
If I tried.
Yeah, of course.
Oh my goodness. No, I'm engaged, so you're not gonna get a pussy.
Oh,
really?
Oh. Thank you. I appreciate that. But you want to listen? She want to cheat?
But she loves throwing it out there, though.
Are you? Not that it matters, but is your partner also African American or African American?
Yeah,
descent?
He is. He's Black.
Do you think we would let her go? I mean, do you think she would?
You don't have to check. Can I be honest?
You have to check. I literally.
Do you think
like,
we would let all this chocolate go to the us? No,
You always have to fact check.
Here's the thing. I've always felt like this. Like, I feel, I'm going to be honest, I do feel like my complexion is a very special thing. Mm-hmm. Like, my grandmother literally looks exactly like me, where I think I'm reincarnated. And that is, like, the only reason why I'm like, okay, I probably can't procreate with a white man, but I for sure fuck, you know, or like maybe in the past.
Yeah.
But like
in the past.
That was white guys, you get to just have sex with
kissed.
Me. Black guys, you have to commit.
I've never even like you gotta procreate. Yeah. Is that wrong? I know it's probably a little.
You don't wanna water it down, that's cool.
I'm just being honest about me. Like it's not necessarily, but like I want some black ass babies.
Okay.
Yeah.
I want the real to read.
How about you, Megan? What's up?
What part of it?
Everything.
Okay. Well,
well you know the Chocolate
question.
Brothers be coming at you like.
First of all, let's talk about it. I love Chocolate Brothers. My first love, my first all was the chocolatest of the chocolate. You. But let me tell you something.
They
I had a couple childhood crushes. One of them was Arsenio Hall.
Okay. Definitely didn't see that.
The second one was Macaulay Culkin before the transitions when it was still Home Alone.
Richie
Rich.
Oh, you said okay, just in general.
When Macaulay Culkin, like Home Alone, Macaulay.
So,
they made money moves.
So tell us about your experiences. This was your first time at Crack 'Em Up.
Yeah.
So how was it? What was it for you? You know, like what was the journey? How long did it take to get your phone call returned? Like, how did you? You know.
Okay, so I. Really quick, funny backstory. Will Sylvans connected me with Nichelle. Maybe I'll say about a good 4 months ago. I'm not going to fucking lie. He gave me her number. He emailed me, like, get into these gigs. You know, I'll be doing comedy 4 years in January. So I took a year hiatus. He got me connected with Nichelle. Nichelle was not returning my calls. She was not returning my texts. Found her on
it's
Facebook.
It's not just you. Don't take it personal.
She's a busy woman. Don't take it personal.
And
so,
I was on
so
Facebook.
So
30
seconds, because we got to go.
Nichelle was cracking, was popping. She still didn't get back. And then she finally got back. And I was like, look, Nichelle, put me on the show. And she's like, all right, Shawty, I got you. And I finally got on the show. It was great. I've just been super, super excited about it. And just so glad to work with you guys and just be in that room with that
realm.
Long-standing, you know, show, just like knowing like where it has been
energy,
and where it's going. It's such a great show to be a part of, even if you're just watching it. So, yes, that's my tea.
Yes.
On that, really
well,
fast.
Guys.
And Nick, before you get out of here, we want to know, what's been your favorite moment at Crack 'Em Up?
My favorite moment at Crack 'Em Up, I used to love doing the shows and like going dead last. Like I love, because then you get the most time. And that Crack 'Em Up room, the belly room, you just always able to really dig in the material and do stuff you might not do anywhere else. So I love it when the show would just ask me, do you mind going on last? I'm like, yeah, I'll go last. And just, you know, just really do some dark shit or just some stuff I never talk about.
And
that,
also,
that comes out of you in that room.
That speaks to a positive attitude, too. Right?
Oh, yeah.
There are people who will complain, when am I going up? Oh, man, I got to go up that tune. Listen, this is the grind.
I love it.
Well, guys, thank y'all so much. Give us your social media real quick before you bounce.
Yes, find me online on all the things at @yo_Megs.
You can find me at Nick of Comedy, NICKOF Comedy, all my social handles. I'm Nick Alexander. Thank you.
I'm Dame FK. It's at Dame FK for pretty much everything.
Cool. All right, well, thank you, guys.
Appreciate y'all.
Michelle's the best.
No doubt.
Thank you. Good, man. This is a beautiful thing y'all got. Shout out to Crack 'Em Up.
Michelle's mad sweet.
Yes, she's the best. Thank you. We love you, Bada. We love you, Mama. We love y'all.
All these young comics coming in here doing their thing with their soul swipes
and their tendernesses and their stuff.
Remember when CeCe Peniston was on Family Matters?
We have more comedians coming in, but I have to go.
You have to leave. Okay. So, people, Janae,
you know I hate to leave you, girl.
I hate to leave you, girl.
I almost flipped out when I heard you saying you almost might have went with a no.
Okay.
We was not going to lose you to the...
We could not lose you from Team Chocolate.
No. It's all good. We love you. So I got to go, but, yo, all authors up in here, hilarious guys.
Coming in. Don't worry about it. I already know that.
I'm a B.I. You got this.
I'm a B.I.
So Janae is going to do her thing. I'm zoning out. But before, I just want to say real quick, I will be, actually performing at Crack 'Em Up next week. Yes. Right. So I'll be there on the 5th doing my thing, doing something special because, I'm from the Virgin Islands. It's been really rough down there. And so, literally, the island got fucked up. So we're doing a special thing. It's called Charge Up the VI.
Okay.
And I'm going to be asking folks who are coming to see, perform, and promoting on social media that I'm trying to get people to donate, like, either a portable charger or a solar charger or batteries or whatever, any type of portable charging device, because people need to kind of stay in touch with their phones.
Yeah.
And so it's an initiative happening. We're doing it on the West Coast, East Coast, because when I tell you, it's really frustrating to be from a small place that got hit by 2 Category 5 hurricanes, 2 of them. And when I tell you, it's crazy because, like, that it literally flattened the islands. And so now Puerto Rico's messed up, too. That's like our sister island.
Yeah.
But because the Virgin Islands are so small, it doesn't get that much attention. Because realistically, okay, you know what? Puerto Rico is great and everything, and no diss to Puerto Rico, but y'all got J-Lo, and y'all got Enrique, and y'all got, like, you know what I'm saying? Y'all got the Menudos. They could cut a check. They could help y'all out. We got Tim Duncan. That's it. That's all we have. That's the most famous person from the Virgin, and he was already there. You know what I'm saying?
Michael Thompson. Is he from?
I don't even know who that is.
Clay Thompson's dad.
That's what I'm saying. How about we can't do a benefit with that? All we have is Tim Duncan. And Rock City. Okay. And Rock City's great, but that's a group you might have heard of because I have to sing their songs so you can know who they are. You know what I'm saying? We need help. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's bad out there. It's bad.
I feel your pain, brother.
So anyways.
I love what you're doing.
I say all this to say I'll be performing at Crack 'Em Up next week. And so please, you'll see on social media. I'm at All Things Butter. All Things B-U-T-T-A-H. All Things Butter. That's Twitter, Instagram, everything. So yeah, help my people out. We need help. So thank you.
All right.
I love you, Janae. Peace out, y'all.
I love you. All right, so I'm here. I got my boy Arthur Hamilton. I got my boy G King.
Yeah.
And my boy Darren Davis. Here we go. So I'm here to ask you guys. Let me start with you, Arthur.
Mm-hmm.
What's been your favorite moment here at Crack 'Em Up?
Man, my very first moment being here.
Yeah?
My very first moment, I brought like 50 people.
Okay. And got a network.
Nichelle was like, she was like, you'll do 7 minutes. I'm like, cool. And I was up there, man, and it was just going so good. It was just on the 10 the whole time. And then I was thinking to myself, like, this is a long ass 7 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was just like, fuck it. Just keep going. It was all the way at a 10. I get off stage and I just realized, like, oh shit, I was up there for 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. She just let me go. And Earthquake was there, and I saw him before I went up. And I was like, damn, Earthquake's hilarious. And then that was just dope. Like, my mom was there, my family, my aunts, sisters, bunch of friends, people I hadn't seen. And so that's one thing. That was really reassuring, too, because I just kind of moved back, and I was like, yeah, this is what I should be doing.
So, G King, what about you? What's been your favorite moment here?
My favorite moment was probably my second time doing it. Because, Crack 'Em Up is, Crack 'Em Up, I feel like, sets you up for L.A. because Yeah. All your peers are watching. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you want to do good. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like the respect. So I had a good, after my second time, my first time, the show put me up late. So I was like, 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
Or she was like, I think she was like, oh, yeah, G-King. And it was like, everybody was leaving. So I really didn't get the, you know what I'm saying? So but she gave me a good spot the second time. And it was around a lot of people. You know what I'm saying? So it was a good, I had a good one. That was like, okay. And I was kind of one, like, you know, I just knew to L.A. So it's like, you still trying to, like, you know, get comfortable.
And yeah. Kind of like, and you're from the Bay Area.
Yeah, I'm from the Bay, yeah.
So what, have you noticed any differences between the Bay Area and here in Los Angeles?
The Bay Area is different. Like, the vibes is different. Like, the Bay Area is kind of, like, more laid back. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, just, it's more, I don't know, it's just different. Like, L.A. is cool, though, because it's a lot more fast-paced.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
One thing I noticed about the Bay Area is more, like, out here it's kind of segregated, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, black, not, you know what I'm saying? Like, in the Bay, it kind of forced you to be universal.
More of a,
Because you might go to a show, it might be all, you know what I'm saying? It's everybody, so, you
like
know what
New
I'm saying?
York.
Yeah, so it's kind of like, it teaches you how to be universal, like, you know what I'm saying? Because it's a little bit of everything, like, so that's one thing.
And Darren, so what about you? What's been your favorite? I met you this year here, and I was like, who is the guy? I've been seeing you all over, so what's
it's another rising star.
Yeah.
My favorite Crack 'em Up was for my birthday, which was my first time ever performing on Crack 'em Up.
Right?
Yeah.
He brought his father.
Yeah.
Black Father's Rock.
Yep.
I think we was on the same show.
Yeah,
our birthday,
show.
Oh, yeah.
Both Virgos.
Yeah.
When's your birthday?
Mine's August 25th.
Okay.
24th, August 24th.
Damn, y'all real close.
Yeah.
So you brought your dad to your first show. How was that performing in front of family?
It was pretty, it was groundbreaking for me.
Yeah.
Just to see what he does like and what he didn't like.
What did he not like?
The weed. Me talking shit about Sativa and smoking weed in the house when he wasn't home, and like how I covered up the smell.
It was new information for him.
Yeah.
You were spilling free, and that's what comedy does to you. And I'm 30, and I still struggle with it with my parents, where it's like sometimes I've had my mom fake a sore throat and leave a show because I was talking about getting dick, and she wasn't ready, you know? And I feel so bad, but it's like, yes, Mom, like, God is good, but dick is good, too. Like, you need to know that about your daughter. Like, it's not like, it's like, Mom, bro, like, you got, like, you had kids before you got married, too. Like, don't come for, you know, like, we all got our different things, you know? But it's so interesting whenever family's in the building. Do you guys feel like you try to change it? Do you stay true to yourself?
I gotta stay.
I don't
like performing.
True.
Yeah.
You know, because there's gonna be times where people who aren't your family aren't gonna like it. So you gotta know how to adjust. Not even adjust, but just take it for what it is and stay true to who you are and just stay confident in what you're saying because you thought of it. You felt like it was funny, so that's why you're doing it in front of these people now.
And I love what you said because I think even that, it's like, it's a gift from God. So I don't ever really question. I know I'm not a bad person. I don't have ill intent. I don't question my creative. I know I'm not coming up with these jokes. They're coming from somewhere else. So I try not to really, you know, question whether or not it's pure, if it's controversial or whatever.
Yeah,
just knowing, trusting that it's your God-given talent, it's your voice, and that someone will be able to relate. What about you guys, family?
I feel like keep it real. Just be myself. Remember the first time my mom saw me, I was just me all the way, and I did not care. At first, she was just kind of like cringing, and then like 10 minutes later, I'm looking and she is rolling.
Okay,
and I was like cool. And then after I got off, I was just like, you know, I went and told her because she didn't really take me serious with my comedy. It had already been like 2 years. And so after she saw me, I went up and I went up to her and I was like, yeah, now you see what I'm capable of. Don't put filters on me. You got to let me just
let me
be.
Let me work this out. G-King, anything? What about you?
I don't like performing in front of family. It just seemed like it just be added pressure. Like, I'd rather just perform. I don't know nobody.
Yeah.
I mean, it's cool if they come to the show, but it's like, I just feel like, hey, we coming to your show. I'll be like,
Get a little.
Yeah. It's just a little. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't mind them, but it just seems like it's more like
I think for me the biggest thing was why my parents is because I started off as just clean. And I would say that it once I got older and kind of felt like it was more gimmicky than me being like just expressing myself comedically. That's when things sort of had to shift, you know? Just kind of like getting your family to sort of even understand. I think I've heard the same thing about Cat Williams. Like, I think he started off
clean.
No, for real. So really? It's, you know, it's when...
I guess people, part of growth, yeah, like, you know.
Right? Man, so I think as we grow, our art should grow with us.
Yeah, because the jokes I was getting by when I first started, I was like...
Oh, Lord.
You look at jokes. The stuff you was doing, like, mm-hmm. year one, year two. Like, damn, I was getting by. You look back, I was getting by with those jokes.
Mm-hmm. But things shift, you know, whether it's family or...
It's that weird trans... Like, I keep having, like, that weird feeling, too, and I'm, like, just life's happening, and I, like, look at jokes that I was saying a couple months ago, then I'm just, like, I don't feel like I should be saying that no more, you know? Like, it's funny, but just feel like where I'm at mm-hmm. right now in life, like, it's just not... Yeah, I'm out of that stage. But it's funny, but it's just, like, you guys ever feel like that? Like, yeah. I should say that.
The audience will let you know, too. Like, I don't think you have to ever toss your set. I think your set is like a catalog, you know? It's your shit.
Yeah. My thing is I want to stay relevant. Like, I don't want to be the... You see them comics that was funny, and then they just get stuck.
Oh,
and
yes. It just,
like, I want to still be like Earthquake is one. He's still, like, you know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? Like, he still bring it. Like, yeah. I don't want to be that old dude, like...
Yeah,
same.
He's on it. He's still relevant.
Yeah,
like, very much.
I
don't want to
be stale. Like,
very much in tune.
Funniness.
A lot of so we have another guest coming to the mic right now.
Another rising star. Yes. This is Niles Abstin, and he's a young writer.
There we go.
And I just recently gave him an opportunity with my website, crackemupcomedy.com. Write it all. So I've put it out there for bloggers. Yes. And he answered the call and he wrote an amazing piece.
Oh, thank you.
And I want him to talk about it because I said, make sure it goes viral. And damn it, he made it go viral.
Yeah. It's crazy, though.
For real.
It was just something that I had been thinking of for a while. I did it, it was based on black female comics. I think they should get a lot more recognition than they have been doing, especially with like. With comedy now, like with Issa Rae doing her thing and Tiffany Haddish doing her thing, and then Lena Waithe just won. Mm-hmm. She was the first black female to win the thing. And so I love her. I tagged her in the article and she retweeted it and read it and everything. So it just went crazy. So it was real cool, the fact that she checked it out and everything. So
shout out to
it was fun. Lord. Yeah, shout out to Lena Waithe. She won the Emmy. So that was dope. So,
yeah.
So I'm excited. It's called Mind of a Young Comic. It's on Crack 'em Up Blog. So.
Crackemupcomedy.com. You can check it out.
Mind of a Young Comic.
Yeah.
Yes.
You do stand up as well?
Yes, I do.
All right. Where are you from? Tell
I'm
us
from
who.
Mississippi.
Jackson, oh, that's where my people's from, Jackson.
Okay, your people from Jackson?
Yeah, that's why I'm so thick. Yeah. Just like, you know.
You got any family with the Jackson State?
Nobody is educated but me.
Okay. It's Mississippi. I'm the only one. It's understandable.
No, it's, you know. No, my dad is a theologian. He went to, you know, he got.
Yeah, everybody got church down there.
Yeah. There we go.
We got a few
new faces. Yeah. Yes, we got my boy Jimmy. We got my girl.
Bring him back.
Adrina.
Andrea.
I was so close.
Wait. Guys,
and
hold on.
Laura.
Before you guys leave, I need you to do your social media drops.
Social media. You can find me, Arthur Hamilton, at Comedian Arthur. And make sure you spell Arthur like the cartoon, not like I write books, okay?
All right.
You can find me, G King Comedian. My Instagram is G King Comic.
Niles Abstin, you can find me on Instagram. I'm Niles310.
And before we had Darren Davison, and his Instagram is King Davis.
King D City.
King D City. It says it right here, and I read it wrong.
Oh, yeah. King D City.
All right, so claps to everyone. Thanks for coming
back. Thank you,
guys.
Thank you.
Thank you
so much. All right, so here we are, Crack 'em Up Comedy Podcast. Once again, we have had an amazing night so far. We've had all types of folks come in and visit us. Right now, we have Andrea, we have Jimmy and Laura joining us, aka the Pumpkin Spice Crew. Let's give it up.
Woo-wee! No, we
just, yeah, you count. Just a little guilty by association. That's how
she's
it works.
She's Asian, though.
I know what she is, but she's listen. Asian. Unless she's with me, she's with you right now, okay?
And I hate pumpkins.
Hey. I love pumpkin spice everything. Ugh.
Gross.
Andrew,
it's really good.
Great.
Thank you, Laura.
It doesn't exist in Australia.
We are the only real white women.
I know. Okay. WWW.
I'm like Cabernet everything, you know?
Now, that's true.
I'm going to go Cabernet on that.
There we go. So, have you all, let me see. I've been asking everybody, what's been your favorite moment here at Crack 'Em Up Thursdays? Feel free to just jump in. Let the Laura use you.
My favorite, I mean, I just love the rawness of the show.
I agree. Every time,
go ahead, no.
Every time I'm here, I feel like you're here.
Yeah, totally.
Like, legit, like, Jimmy is probably, I think you're going to be the next host. Because you are, like, seriously.
Get out of here.
Either that, or you're going to be Uncle Levi's predecessor. Yes.
I got to get a suit.
Those are your own, and a Jerry curl.
I got to get a suit and a Jerry curl.
That's it.
Or like a lace front.
What you know about a lace front?
You know I love my Beyonce, honey.
I love it. Okay, so what about you all? What's been our favorite moments?
I just like how it's kind of like a family. I feel like it's like the same people a lot, and then everyone's really funny and cool and nice, and you know, everyone's like really real, like he said. You know, no one's pretentious
or anything.
And
Nichelle, that's my favorite.
Yeah, Nichelle.
Without Nichelle, there would not be no Crack 'Em Up.
Uh-huh.
Exactly.
And I've developed so much material, you know, when she's put me on the shows and, you know, things I want to try out. I feel comfortable. Like, it's a safe space.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, if it didn't work, I got to live. I'm not, like, I mean, she was able to allow us to... I feel like it's a safe space. It's a really great show.
She saw me at my worst.
So, side note, because hold on. Andrea, right?
Yeah.
So, here we go. I got to say, you have a superpower. You have somewhat of a magic. Let me tell you something. I was here about 2 months ago, and I go get a drink in the main bar, and I see this guy, Toby, right? And I'm like, I haven't seen him in years. I'm like, yo, you look so different. Like, you're glowing. Like, you look, like, really different. And he tells me that he got married. You're his wife, right?
No.
That's not you?
I was like, wait, where is this going?
You know who I thought she was? From Adrena.
Oh, yeah.
Adrena, Andrea. They're both beautiful.
And she's pretty too. She's very pretty.
I'm sorry, Andrea.
Amazing.
But now I know. Awkward. Edit all of that out. But no, you do have a super powerful magic as well.
Sure. Like, I'm trying to think of what it is. Hold on.
I know what it is.
Sorry, I thought that was you. But I hope she hears the compliment. For real, it's like Toby's smiling. I just want everybody to know Toby has been smiling and glowing.
I wrote that down on everything.
I really thought that was you. It's not, but you're smiling and glowing, and that's how it starts. Self-love. So that's how I know you're powerful and you're magical, and you're about to have somebody else out here looking like they use coconut oil. Okay.
You
have
to tell us about Top Spot.
Oh yeah, that's right. Well, actually, Laura can. She's not a comedian, actually, but.
Yes.
But, you know, since I've been around the Crack 'Em Up Thursday family, feeling a little bit inspired.
There we go.
Yeah. I don't know, you never know what the future might hold. I'm actually a musician as well.
Yes.
So yeah, it's I'm loving this family that I get to be a part of. Mm-hmm. So Andrea and I are actually here with Top Spot, which is a social media video contest and voting app. So every week at Crack 'Em Up Thursdays, we interview comedians that are on the podcast, either before or after they go on. We have like a Top Spot hot seat where we put them in there and like ask them a weird question. I got to be a great guinea pig tonight because they had to make me laugh in 30 seconds.
Or did it work?
Jimmy made her laugh in 1 second.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. Jimmy actually just looked at me and I burst out laughing.
That he has.
He just did
my ugly shit.
No, you're fine. So I hear, this, I I hear this lovely accent, Laura. Where are you from?
I'm from Melbourne, Australia.
I knew it. I was, yeah. I knew it.
Have you been?
No.
I like that. Awesome.
But I know
sass.
You've got lovely beaches.
Oh, we
How's
do.
That accent?
It's lovely. it's like a very posh Australian.
Oh, posh. Yeah. It's my favorite place.
Oh, yes. And nice over here.
But nope. I had choices.
Mine was scary.
Mine was
scary.
Mine was sporty.
I felt I
was the lesbian.
I
know.
I was going to say. It was because I felt like you were expecting me to choose her. Like, because I grew up in San Diego. It was like, oh, you got to be her because she was black. So I was like, no, I'm posh. Like,
see, I was
but
scary.
She really was my favorite, but I just didn't want
the leopard
else
print
to
girl.
Scary was outright. Well, I mean, you've scary got your little leopard print riff there.
Oh, yeah. From New Jersey.
You
girl.
Really scary and hot. From the heart there.
Remember the movie Spice World?
Yes.
I still remember lines from that.
That raspberry award for like down. The worst film. Right?
I did not.
I liked it.
The white dress came all the way the fuck out of me. You see how this happened?
Nah,
oh my god. Clueless.
Clueless. Oh my god.
As if.
Do the line. He's talking about Haiti, and she's talking about some little party.
That was good.
Mr. Hall.
How can I answer that?
See?
It does not say RSVP on the Statue of Liberty.
Where's that white collar shirt with Fred Siegel? It's the only one that makes me sophisticated.
This is what happened. Do you guys know I literally used to dress like Cher in the third grade? Like
I did too.
I was wearing vests with satin
girl.
Shirts.
Did you wear the little socks? Ray outfit where she curtsies.
I had it all. It was bad.
Did you hear some gangsters tried to shoot Ty at the mall?
Don't you? I'm like, look, these shootings is real out here right now.
I was like, wait, who?
They shoot people and they shopping at bitches these days. Sorry, young dog.
That was Dorian's friend? Yeah, that's what the
hustle. Yes.
Wait, right? So, before you guys get out of here, I have another question. What do you think about health, wellness, and comedy as it relates? Do you feel different when you kind of take that into consideration versus when we don't? Or do you think there's a difference? Is it all just make-believe? What do you guys think?
Well, I actually have a holistic wellness company
called
Holistic Hustler. So, I'm a huge advocate. Because I think it gives you a set of rituals that help you prepare to perform and do your best. And also, make sure you're getting enough sleep.
I like that.
Make sure you're not having, like, artificial stimulating beverages, like energy drinks and things.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a huge believer. I think it's just, helping people reach their potential. For sure.
I agree. I've been, basically vegan for... Yeah. Probably about 7 years now.
Yeah.
And I'm to the point where I can see the difference if I eat something bad.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell by my creativity. It's
a little blocked.
It's fuzzy. Yeah. Same with alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
I don't drink that much anymore. I used to drink a lot. And I just feel like I'm just more focused now that I'm not hungover or whatever.
Yeah. I've been sober for 3 years. So.
Yeah.
I'm going to be sober this month. September.
Are you really?
What is it? I don't even know how to say it. Sober-tober?
Sober-tober. I will not be a part of that.
But you can as long as you can still smoke weed on it. Or is it all sober?
I'm
just alcohol. Right?
I'm
it's still up to the person.
Pure. I think it's don't put yourself
you don't drink
too much
alcohol?
Pressure.
Yeah, yeah. Moderation is good.
I'm just not going to drink whiskey.
Really?
I'll still have
ever.
Tequila too, actually.
I mean, I
drink tequila.
In Australia.
21 health benefits, right, of tequila.
Yeah.
Can we talk about that?
Red wine.
Anti-inflammatory.
Tequila?
Antibiotic, prebiotic, actually. Too. It's so good for you, tequila. It's
I love
so
tequila,
good for
so.
You.
Shots.
Yeah, right, Sean.
Let's have some tequila right now.
Just make sure it's the 100% agave.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be expensive.
Right.
Okay. Just.
There's a lot of shitty tequila out there, though.
CVS, let me tell you guys. Salsa Blue, this is my shit. It's always don't make that face. It'll get you through.
Oh, he's
that
awesome.
That and some squirt, just about, it's the smoothest thing ever. It's like
Don Julio's really good.
I know the artificial sugars, but whatever, the alcohol balances it out.
But they say red wine. I started drinking red wine because
red wine?
It's an antioxidant. And, there's all this. I was reading on a Google
whatever, Google, and it's anti-aging.
All that.
They say for every glass of red wine is equivalent to an hour of cardio at the gym. I don't know how true that is, but bitch, I'm working out right now. Oh, so. Yeah.
I'm about to drink a bottle.
You drink red wine, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's why you look good. I was saying.
Thank you.
Makes you sexy.
She's sexy.
Yes.
Red wine.
You have amazing skin, though. I think I've told you
that
before.
You do.
Y'all
are just
you
so
do.
Nice. You do, though.
Is it coconut butter? Cocoa butter.
It's really a mixture of genetics and...
shea butter?
I drink a lot of water.
Water, yeah.
I don't put a lot of chemicals on my face or body in general. I just try to... I try to just be more conscious of what I'm putting in my body. Like,
but you lost a lot of weight, too.
Yeah, I did that, too. Yeah.
So you're eating healthy.
For the most, yeah, I'm a lukewarm vegan, so kind of like my Christianity, like, yeah.
No, but you look great.
I'm there, but, you know, I'm not, like, I still have sex, and I'm not married, you know, so, like,
yeah.
I still eat fish. I still eat crab legs, you know,
I eat fish right now.
I only eat sea animals, love fish. You know, that's all. And I love cheese.
Mm.
So I'm a lukewarm vegan, but, I think that had a lot to do with at least keeping the weight off, because when I first lost the weight, I was still eating like poultry, chicken, and just mainly grains and greens, but keeping it off. I just choose to eat more of the,
it's paying
the stuff
off.
That digests in my
it's
body. Doesn't break down, and it's like, you got a dookie every day. As a comedian, if you're not taking this shit at least twice a day, as a human being, A, you're going to get cancer. That's it's not like you have to do.
Yeah,
you cannot just hold on to shit.
I love
doo-doo. And
I prefer to take my shits on stage.
That's what you do. We got another hot comedian coming to the stage. So let's make some room for my girl.
Here's down.
Woo!
Hey.
Good
morning.
Now, I always, I always be like P because I don't like messing up people's names, because my name is one of those, you know, people want to call me Joanna, Jonay, JonBenet,
JonBenet.
We found her.
And I know you guys just left the mic, but could you guys come back and say your name and say your social media?
Yeah, totally.
My name's Laura Wild. You can follow me on @LauraWildMusic on Instagram. My website's www.laurawild.com, and that's with an E. And my wellness website is
TheHolisticHustler.com. Is it T-H-E-E-E?
T-H-E.
Okay.
Holistic Hustler.
That's the The is T-H-E-E. Sorry,
speaking with an American accent.
You know what I mean? Because I was going to look for the.
The Shakespearean version.
Add another E.
Is the holistichustler.com.
I'm
going
to follow you for sure, because I know you got some good stuff for me.
I'll hook you up.
Yeah, hook you up.
All right.
I'm Andrea Carlisle. You can follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and TopSpot at Andrea Carlisle 1. That's AndreaCarlisle 1. And I'm on Facebook under Andrea Carlisle Rodriguez. That's a personal profile. Get into those DMs.
Alrighty, I'm Jimmy Rogers, RODGERS. You can follow me on Instagram at James Paul. 2 L's, JamesPaull. And my website, www.jimmyrogers.com, RODGERS. Thank you.
All right, Jimmy Rogers. You got a lot of names.
I know.
It sounds like James, Paul.
Well,
my
first name is James Paul. Jimmy's my nickname, I guess.
Oh,
James Paul is my.
Yeah, I get it. James, Jimmy, Paul, Rodriguez.
What about Shimmy Paul? Shimmy, Jimmy.
There
we go.
So my girl P.
All
right, I want you to pronounce it for us.
Okay, Pallavi.
Pallavi.
My last name's Ganalan.
That's what I was gonna say. Pallavi.
Oh, yeah.
Pallavi. All right. So I love every time I see you. You have this incredible, amazing, just sweet energy, welcoming, just love. Like I know we just met this year, but like I feel like when I see you, it feels like I've known you. Like you feel like a throwback friend. Like oh, this is my girl. Like
that's sweet.
Well, yeah. So
and she's a ballerina.
I used to dance, and then once I started stand up, that went away.
Did you have on toe shoes?
Yeah, I had
shoes. That is major. So don't downplay it. Because I used to dance. Wow. I grew up taking tap ballet.
Yeah, same.
Jazz and toe. So seeing you on your toes and those toe shoes, I know. Mm-hmm. Wrapped in
the
lamb's wool.
Yeah.
And you did this up until the age of...
So I started tap when I was 3 and then, like, started jazz and ballet when I was, like, 10 or 11. And then I added, like, contemporary and hip-hop and step and Jamaican dance hall, like, through, like, college and my grad school and stuff. Like,
so we got to go out dancing.
Yeah.
Partner of us. Hey. Another. Do you like reggae clubs or do you feel disrespected?
Yeah, like, you got, I love feeling disrespected. You need to feel disrespected.
Are you almost 30?
I'm 28, yeah.
Yeah. We love the little, just slight disrespect. Almost. No, actually, like, disrespect me better.
It's consensual. Yeah. Consensual. It's a little disrespect.
Like, okay, you're crazy, me too. Like,
that's like in my master's, like, my friend used to choreograph, she's Jamaican, so she used to choreograph all the Jamaican dance hall stuff. Mm-hmm. And I would just wait until, like, practice would start because I was like, I don't have my mojo. I gotta go to class.
Like, you gotta get ready.
Yeah. Yeah, so it was, like, good to get your mojo back. I was going to start taking hip-hop soon again because I need it.
I'm down. Let's do, like, class together. Because I feel like, in my head, I'm a great dancer. I don't know how it translates, like, perception-wise to other people.
I'm sure you're great, like freestyle and stuff. It's hard to pick up choreography when you already have, like, so much shit in your head. Right? You're like, I got to, like, you know.
It takes, boom, boom, cat.
Yeah.
Shout out to Lorianne Gibson.
5, 6, 7, 8.
She makes me nervous.
Yeah.
Do you know who that is, Loria Gibson?
Yeah, that's familiar. Yeah.
The not Harlem Shake Girl. Really, I don't know why I want to call her that, but she's done a lot with, she's on Dance Moms now.
Oh, is she?
She's
the new, yeah.
Or she's going to be.
Oh, I was going to say. Oh, is she the new Dance Mom?
Oh, yeah. So
because that other one went to jail, right?
Oh, yeah?
Wasn't the old Dance Mom,
get, she's in jail.
Yeah.
I forgot her name.
She did some, some shit.
Laundering shit.
Yeah, it's got to be a money thing.
Okay. But yeah, Loria, she's like Diddy, like all dope. These. She's
the name sounds like super familiar.
The making of the band.
That's what it was, making of the band.
That's so funny. Cool.
I always feel like I would quit in the middle of one of her classes. Like, I would be that person because pushes you and I would just start crying and be like, no, nigga, dance isn't for me. Like, But I think you would do great.
Yeah, I mean, like, I went to, like, dance camps and stuff, and I was on, like, drill team, which was, like, it was, like, our competitive dance team in high school. Mm-hmm. I stopped after a year because I was, like, I care about school, and this is fucking with my schedule.
Okay. Dancing.
Because I was dancing, like, 30 hours a week, and I was, like, in the debate club and in the chemistry. I was in, like, everything, and I was, like, I'm going to take, like, a few hours for myself in high school. But it was crazy. Like, we would get up at, like 5 or something, we'd dance like in the morning from like 6 to 7:30. We'd have afternoon practice. We had competitions on weekends. It was like so much dance. But I also like did piano when I was a kid, and I would dance for like 30 hours, and I would only practice piano for like 10 minutes before the teacher came, and my parents were like, we're gonna make you quit that. So, that's a waste of our money.
That's why, because the thing is, my parents, they tried. I think like you are like who I'm supposed to be, like
you Indian enough?
It's like you had to expose me to all of these arts, but the thing is, like, my mom wasn't paying for it. Like, it was just the 2-week free trial.
Yeah.
Like, so it was like I was in cheer, I was in tap, I was piano, I was guitar, like everything, even ballet. But like, I never got to fully like. I never even got to do the recitals. Like, it was, they cast me.
Comedy Store recital.
To do
starring Janae.
Right. I was supposed to be freaking, I want to say it was like Dorothy or something.
Oh, really?
That's huge.
It was big.
You were the original and Black Dorothy.
It was like, my mom was like, I'm sorry, I didn't pay the fee. I'm like,
that sucks.
I've tried everything, at least. Even golf. I could have been talking tennis. I could have been someone.
You host, you're going to be Dorothy. Right. And I'm gonna bring Motley so he can be.
I have a dog too.
We're gonna bring our dogs, and we got two totems.
I remember doing it. We did this like choreography to the Chipmunks. I saw the Witch Doctor for Halloween. It was
The Witch Doctor.
Yeah. I saw the Witch Doctor.
Oh shit! Oh my god! You know what I mean?
Yeah, it was so.
Yes.
Every time I hear that, I just think about not showing up to that recital. Like, everyone thought I was a flake. They just didn't know my mom didn't have the money. She should have stripped for it.
That's a different kind of dancing.
I would have done that.
She would dance for you, so you could dance.
Right? Yeah! Dance so I could dance, mom.
That's a little.
I like that.
That's the original dance mom.
Dance mom! Yes! Hilarious. Can we do a spoof? This is great. The original Dance Moms. I like, yes.
Yeah.
Wow. She comes home saying, like, no, I just don't want to dance anymore. And you're like, no, come on, please.
One more dance. Dance, Mom.
One more dance.
That's so funny.
Was your mom a dance mom?
No, my parents, like, they're Indian, so they were like,
no.
Number one, I'm Indian. like, yelling into the mic. So they, like, they wanted me to do all this shit that they didn't have, like, exposure to, which is why they put me in dance. They tried to put me in piano. I, like, learned enough to, like, be able to read music or whatever. But, like, and then
that's
they...
That's a lot, girlfriend.
Yeah.
I know C, D, E, F, G, A, B.
That's pretty good. I'm terrible at singing. Well. But they put me in all this stuff. But they, like, they just wanted us to, you know, like, experience stuff that they didn't have. And I, like, really, like, clung to dance for some reason. So I went, like, hardcore into that. But my parents were the ones that were, like, I love them. But they, like, they're the ones that made me late to recitals. And so I was like, I'm the main thing. Wait, why are we fighting? Let's just get there. Yeah. Like, I'm going to miss my performance. Like, my mom is late to everything. That's why I go to the airport, like, 4 hours early now. Because I'm, like, I'm going to get there. I'm going to read my book. I'm going to, like, be fine, you know.
You missed your dances?
No, I didn't miss them. Like, but it was always like last minute, and we were always like angry, like right before. I was like, I think that's why I was always.
What were you guys arguing about?
Everything, nothing. It doesn't. We fought a lot, but it's like, I mean, you know, they had their struggle. Immigrant parents like get a break on something.
It's all right.
They came here. They figured their shit out. You know.
Yes. But, so what? Okay, let's take it there. So we are in a very interesting time as a nation. Do you feel like you
can say shitty. We're in a shitty time as a nation.
Like, I keep telling, like, I'm like, where can I move? Like, literally, that's every day I'm like, where can I move that isn't like this? And that's not normal.
My roommates, right? One of my roommates is Australian, and when this all, like, went down in November, he was like, okay, like, I can marry my girlfriend, we could go to Australia.
It's weird, like, everybody, like, you literally, you'd be dead ass, like, okay, where, what, like, you're trying to choose a college, like, what?
Who's gonna take me?
Yeah.
I was like, can you adopt me and take me to Australia? Because, like, I've been to India enough. Like, you know what I mean? I haven't been to Australia yet.
Listen, I got two backup plans in Canada right now.
Oh,
so,
hell yeah. Yeah,
it's... You never thought I would have to think like this.
Canada.
Yeah.
They got great healthcare.
Using your, you know, comedy, I think, is such a beautiful tool. I want to say even a weapon.
Yeah.
And in times like this, where it's like people are so afraid even to just speak up.
Yeah.
You know, I think anytime any form of discrimination or anything like that takes place, people see it. There's always witnesses. That discrimination will make sure at least that happens, that somebody witnesses it.
Yeah.
You know, so I think something like stand-up comedy is so brave and such a, or can be.
Yeah.
What's your take on how?
So I think that's like something that always, just in with comedy in general, that's something that I've always, like, focused on is, like, I want to make the audience uncomfortable but have them laugh about it with me so that, like, I don't have to say his name or whatever, but if it's regarding, like, the concept of, like, what has caused him to rise to power, then that's, like, sufficient, right? Mm-hmm. It's, like, trying to get inside the mind of the audience and trying to, like, pull out, like, the dirty and be like, ha, I made you laugh about this thing you didn't even know was in you.
Yeah,
so I like doing that rather than addressing specifics. I try to, like, kind of avoid that because these are problems that have been in, like, our country, other countries forever, and we're all just trying to, like, deal with them as they come to the surface. But that's, like, in general, that's, like, how I, like, kind of got into comedy, or, like, was excited, why I was excited to do it was, like, I wanted to make, like, sad and terrible shit funny. So I'm, like, pretty dark and dirty as a comic. But I, but I like, you know, I had a lot of friends who had, like, mental health issues and stuff. So I would, like, laugh about the darkest shit with them and get them to laugh. And, like, finding the laughter in the terribleness is, like, the goal. I think the same thing applies now when it's like a really shitty situation and you're like, well, we gotta laugh because what else are we gonna do? And like, you can, you know, bring these topics to the surface a little bit better with it. I think that's like, that's been my goal, is to just like make people a little uncomfortable. And I do.
And that's the fun part of I'm obviously not a comedian, but that's the fun part.
Yeah,
it's like just listening to you guys make something awful, hilarious.
Yeah, I've only done comedy like a year about, and I think since then it's kind of, I've started to forgive comics more for like pushing that line. I'm like, oh, you're still trying to figure it out. When the first few months I was doing comedy, I would see like a white male comic like try something and just like bomb and be terrible, and I was like, I hate him. And then I would see him at the next mic, and it worked out because he tweaked something because he figured out what was messed up about his bit, and I was like, oh no, like you have to go over the line to like figure out. So that's made me like more forgiving in a way, and that's like we're all just trying to like push it because I mean, you can do like safe material and stuff and it still brings people joy, and that's like valuable in itself, but I think a lot of it is what you said about bearing witness to history and like trying to put that at the forefront. That's like late night talk shows now, they're all just like going at him, you know. It's just like I like watching all of it because I like seeing the writing and stuff, but They're all hardcore, like,
because they have to keep up with this idiot
it's
president.
So much stuff. My brain hurts.
It's not even like news. It's not like you're trying to beat a dead horse. It's new stuff. Like
they can't even cover everything. And it's not. It's like now. It's like natural disasters are like taking the same. They're like, we're just gonna beat you over the head with natural disasters. Yeah.
Right. It's like comedy gold. And
You know, people say that, and they're like, oh, you guys, you know, comedians must be happy that he's like president or whatever. But it's like, sad. The jokes will always be there. Yeah. That's fine. Where are like civil rights? Like, can they also be there?
Like, this is real.
You know, we're very empathetic people, so we feel so much. So when these things are, you'll notice like a trend of like, or a connection between comedians, depression, or these things that are, it's because we're seeing so much, and it's hard to see something and act like you don't see it, especially when you're a vocal person. So there's, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think
the other thing is, with comedy, like, whoever has the mic has the power when you're on stage. And so, like, in L.A., I've seen, you know, gay Trump supporters and immigrant Trump supporters and, like, all of these groups of people that I would not have been exposed to before. And they have the stage, and they get to express their point of view. So I think, like, comics, like, at least for me, it's, like, opened up my worldview because there is no barrier to stand-up comedy. Like, anybody can go and put their name in the bucket and start. And so you get to learn about people's different points of view, and you're more exposed, and then that makes you more empathetic. You're like, okay, well, they supported him because of this problem that's getting addressed. How do we, like, try to, like, have them hear us out on, you know, how we could solve that problem, or, you know, like, our side or their side or whatever. Like, it just makes you even more connected to humanity, like, just being a comic and, like, listening to people. So,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Because it, again, with me, you know, not being a comedian,
you guys are helping us. You've been watching comedy forever.
I'm secretly a comedian.
You're
an
expert.
I have 30 minutes of collective of all of you guys' material. I got all your jokes.
That would be funny.
I'm going to go home to Cleveland and do all your shit.
That's so funny. Kills it like every night.
Kill
it.
I'm
going to
be a headliner in Cleveland.
Could we get a drop from you really quick?
Yes. Well, you can find me on social media at Nichelle Murdoch on all of them. Yeah.
Oh, my social media is my name, which is really hard. So I'm going to spell it for you.
Lord.
It's Pallavi Ganalan. PallaviGunalan, which is really long. I need to spell it again because he missed it. Look, he's like writing it down. I'm going to write it out for him, and I'm going to say it again. Okay.
I was a bad note taker in college.
PallaviGunalan.
Damn.
I know. I used to have it be like Paul Gunn, like PallGunn, but then I was like, no, they're going to figure out my name.
I'm Nichelle, so with the N and.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it.
Sometimes
that's your name.
I'll try.
Yeah.
They just literally try to disrespect you and tell you you're not anything, your mom's nothing.
People outside here today were like, this is a better name for you. I was like, nope, I'm going to go
with this. This is a better name. We're going to rename you.
Yeah, exactly. Or like, my favorite is, I tweeted about this like the other day, but it was my favorite was like when people who can't pronounce your name get like smugly tell other people who can't pronounce your name that they're wrong. I'm like, oh you guys have this argument in front of me. I'll just sit here while you both are wrong.
Right. That part.
Yeah, that's super funny.
All right, so it's been an incredible night. Make sure you follow all things Butta. Follow me at Jonae the Queen on Instagram and Snapchat, Facebook, Twitter, at Jonae Thompson. That's JonnaeThompson. Please come back next week, 10 o'clock. We have all new comedians coming through, all new shit to talk about. It's going to be live every single time you tune in here to the Crack Up Comedy Podcast.
Yes. See you next week.
See you next week.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for listening. Be sure to come out and check us out every Thursday night at 10 p.m. in the Belly Room. Buy tickets at thecomedystore.com. I'll see you at the door.